今天讲员所要讲的题目是
Today the theme is
成为盐和光。今天的经文是马太福音
To become salt and light. The verse is in
请大开大家打开圣经马太福音
Please open the Bible
第五章
the book of Matthew
到十六节
Chapter 5 verse 13 to 16Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
我会由中文读一遍，达坤姊妹会由英文读一遍。
We will read it in both Chinese and English.
请会读中文的跟我一起来读，谢谢。
Please read with me in Chinese.
好，我们开始。你们若是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面。被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty? Again, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in a house. In the same way,Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
好，下面我们就将今天的时间交给我们的讲员，我们的曾立祥博士。
Let's welcome our speaker, Dr. and Reverend Chen.
杜老师翻译。大家掌声欢迎。
Translator will be Miss Du.
谢谢杜老师做我的翻译。
Thank Reverend Zhen to be here to be our speaker today.
好，感谢神让我能够有机会跟大家来分享神的话语。
I'm so thankful I have a chance to share God's words with you today.
圣经节已经读过了。
We have read the scripture already.
我就不再读了。
I'm not going to repeat.
那其实今天我要讲的题目对大家来说都很熟悉的题目。
Actually, today's topic is a familiar one with everyone here.
主耶稣说我们是世上的盐，世上的光。
Lord Jesus has said that we are the salt and light of this world.
那到底盐跟光是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be salt or light?
其实假如我们注意从这个马太第五章开始呢，是耶稣在登山宝训教训门徒。
And Matthew chapter 5 starts with a sermon on the mount by Jesus to his disciples.
这些教训都是面向那些跟随他人、相信他人讲的。
And the teaching targets towards the disciple, the followers of Jesus.
那你发现登山宝训前面就讲到天国八福。
And before, it starts with the Beatitudes.
那天国八福讲到我们基督徒信他的人的生命的内，这个内质的问题。
And you talk about the quality of followers of Jesus.
就是简单说，一个基督徒应该有的生命的这个内涵是什么
？And the inner quality of a Christian.
那跟着呢，他就讲到我们是世上的盐和世上的光，就是我们活在世界上，我们又是什么？
And after the Beatitude, Jesus talked about we are the salt and the light. What are we to be in this world?
其实耶稣在挑战我们，你们在世界上的使命是什么？
And he's challenging all of us, what is our mission?
你活着的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of our life?
你能够表达出来的是什么？
What can we express?
就是你生存的使命。
What is the meaning of our existence?
其实盐跟光大家都很熟悉的 两样的物质。
Salt and light are very familiar things in our life.
那盐是一种在默默中产生影响力的物质。
Salt is something that is quiet, invisible, yet it creates a lot of effect.
而光呢是显露出来一种生命的力量。
light is very visible to all of us in our life.
那盐跟光都是我们熟悉的，耶稣就用很简单的两样物质来去告诉我们你是什么。
And Jesus used salt and light, two very familiar things to tell us what are we to be.
是的，盐，谁没看过盐呢？
Salt, everyone knows what salt is.
没看过盐的举手看。
Anyone here who does not know what salt is?
盐是我们生活中很普遍的东西。
Salt is one of the most common things.
每一天都需要的东西
，something we need every day，
你生命中不能够缺少的东西
，something we cannot lack in our life。
但是盐是很便宜的东西
，salt is somewhat cheap，
便宜到很多时候我们都忘记了盐的存在
，so cheap sometimes we have forgotten about it。
那盐是在人不发现的时候就发挥它的功能的东西
，so even when we don't see it， it has its effect。
你感觉到盐的时候，当你吃这食物的时候，觉得太淡或者太咸的时候，你知道盐的重要。
When we eat, we taste the food and it's salty or it's not salty enough, we can feel it.
弟兄姐妹，盐是很普通的。
Brother and sister, salt is very common.
我们基督徒也是很普通的。
Christians are also very common.
却是这个世界所需要的。
But we are needed by this world.
是不能够缺少的。
We cannot go absent.
那讲到盐，圣经中提到很多盐的教导。
And in the Bible, we talk about salt.
那在古时候呢，盐是很有价值的东西。
In the ancient time, salt is actually quite valuable.
很多时候你要想办法去得到盐呢，是要很多的努力的。
And in the ancient time,it takes some effort to get some salt.
那我们知道在罗马时代呢，罗马军队。
In the Roman time, in the army.
每一个军队里面的这个兵士呢，他每一个月在月尾的时候收到什么呢？
And at the end of every month, the soldiers will receive.
就是他们的薪水。
Their salary.
薪水的一部分是钱。
Part of the salary is paid by money.
另外一部分的薪水是盐，一包的盐。
The other part is a bag of salt.
这包的盐就是这个兵士一个月的用量。
And this salt is to support him for this month.
他到任何地方需要带着这包盐去的。
Wherever they go, they bring this salt with them.
这包盐掉了，他那个月就没盐吃了。
If the salt is lost,They have no salt for that month.
所以在拉丁文有一个字叫做 salarium.
And in Latin, there's a word salarium.
这 salarium 就是盐的意思，就是盐。
Salarium means salt.
那今天我们英文字有一个字叫 salary.
In English, we have this word salary.
Salary 是什么？
What is salary?
薪水。
It's our pay.
所以你可以看到在拉丁文这个 salarium 这个盐字呢在今天的英文是 salary
and from the Latin word salarium has become salary pay today
所以你看见那个时代呢盐是多么的重要
so salt was quite important in that day
那盐在整个献祭里面也很重要
and salt is important in our sacrifice
那在这个旧约时代，立位的这祭司们，他们献祭的时候，必须要用盐来调和献上的。
In the ancient time, in the Old Testament, the sacrifice, the offering need to be mixed with salt.
所以，当希腊这个叙利王在重建圣殿的时候，他建了一个很大的房间，专放盐的，叫做盐库。
And when King Herod he built a temple, there's a room dedicated to store salt.
那我们看到在利未记二章十三节就提到在献祭的时候必须要用盐的。
And in Leviticus chapter 2, it talks about in sacrifice, the priest need to put in some salt.
所以在利未记第二章第十三节圣经怎么说呢?
In chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible say,
凡献为素祭的供物都要用盐调和。在素祭上不可缺了你神立约的盐，一切的这个祭物供物都要配盐而献的。因为字太小，没戴眼镜啊。
And chapter 2, verse 13 says, season all your grain offering with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offering. Add salt to all your offerings.
是的，每一次的献祭必须要用盐调和来献上。
Yes, add salt to all your offerings.
神看盐是重要的。
God sees salt to be quite important.
还有那个时代，当一些军队出去打仗，战胜了一个城市的时候
，When an army go on in the ancient time and when they conquer a city,
他们要在周围四边撒盐的。
They put salt around the city.
因为这代表一种的洁净的过程。
It's a ritual for cleansing.
那在以前这个接生的妇人
，And in ancient time the midwife.
他要去到一个孕妇的家来准备接这个孩子啊，新生的孩子的时候。
When they go to a house to help a pregnant mother to have the baby.
他们要带包盐去的。
They bring some salt with them.
去到之后要一盆水，把盐放在其中溶解。
And they put the salt into some water.
做什么用途啊
？What is used for?
当这个新生婴孩下来的时候，他用盐水跟他清洗。
When a new baby is born, they will use the salty water to cleanse the baby.
有消毒的作用。
It has a disinfection function.
我们看见在耶稣讲到你们是世上盐的时候，对当时的听众来说是蛮容易明白的。
So when Jesus said you are the salt, it's quite clear to the audience of his day.
可以看见盐的重要性。
We know how important salt is.
也看到盐在他们生活每一个层面的需要。
And salt is quite necessary in every aspect of their life.
那今天我们基督徒是在这个世界上是一个怎么样的表现呢
？Today, as Christians, what is our function in our world?
我们真的好像盐一样，使到人干渴吗
？Are we acting like salt that help people to taste?
使到他觉得需要来到神的面前来认识这位神吗
？Do we draw people to God?
我们真的使人干渴吗？
Do we help people to be thirsty for God?
我们真的在人当中做调味的工作吗
？Do we function to add taste among people?
那盐最普通工作是调味。
The most common function for salt is to add taste.
是每一天我们都在食物里面要加上盐的。
So every day when we cook, we add some salt to our food.
那在这个做调味的工作的时候，我们是怎么样的情况来显露我们自己呢
？So as a seasoning, how do we express ourselves?
我想我们有去过餐馆吃饭的人知道呢，一道菜出来之后，你觉得好吃不好吃，就看它的味道怎么样。
So when we're in a restaurant, when a dish come out, we just taste it and we know whether we like it or not.
假如厨师心情不好，放了太多盐，怎么样
？When the cook mishandled the salt, what happened?
你就说这么咸的。
We say, boy, this is too salty.
假如他放的不够盐呢
？If his hand is a bit too light, what happened?
这么淡的。
Oh, this is tasteless.
那一个厨师的手艺最重要部分，其实下盐的功夫很重要。
So the chef, the how he handled the salt is quite important.
所以一道美味的食物呢，它的盐呢是刚刚好的，不多也不少。
For a dish which tastes just right, the salt among the salt is just right.
那需要经验，需要智慧。
It takes experience, it takes wisdom.
不能太多，不能太少。
Not too much, not too little.
今天我们在人群生活也需要智慧。
Today, as we live among people, we also need wisdom.
基督徒要活在人群中。
Christians live among people.
我们在人群中做这调和调味的工作。
We are also acting as a seasoning among people.
我们需要知道怎么样是刚刚好的。
We need to know what is just right.
不多也不少。
Not too much, not too little.
我们需要有这个生活的智慧。
We need wisdom in our life.
盐有防腐的作用。
Salt also disinfect.
那今天我们都有冰箱。
Today we have a fridge.
但以前的人没冰箱。
In the old day, there's no fridge.
他们要怎么样保存食物呢？
How are they going to keep the food?
很多时候是用盐来腌制。
So they pickle it with, they add the salt.
那让我们想到今天我们在社会中产生一个怎么样的一种的影响？
What is our effect to this society?
当世界上的道德在转变的时候，在下落的时候，我们又怎么样去显出我们盐的功能呢？
When morality of this world falls apart, what is our function?
还有盐能够保存关系。
And salt keeps a relationship.
其实呢，在圣经里面讲到盐，在神的眼中是一个很特别的物质。
Actually, in the Bible, salt is very important.
那在这个民数记十八章十九节就讲到盐在神的眼中是一个怎么样的地位。
And in Numbers chapter 8 verse 19, it talk about salt.
在民数记第十八章十九节，民数记第十八章第十九节啊，对不起，我戴眼镜啊。十八章十九节，好，神在这里很清楚的吩咐以色列人，特别是那些做祭司的。在十八章十九节，圣经说：“凡以色列人所献给耶和华圣物中的几祭，我都赐给你和你的儿女，与你做你永得的份。”这是给你和你的后裔在耶和华面前作为永远的原业。
It says, whatever is set aside from the holy offering the Israelites present to the Lord, I give to you and your sons and daughters as your regular share. It is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord for both you and your offspring.
这边提到原业。
It talks about the covenant of salt.
那这个盐业是神跟这些侍奉他的人的一种的业。
And it is a covenant between God and his people.
是不改变的业。
It's everlasting.
那在这里我们也看到我们跟神的关系是一个不改变的。
Our relationship with God is everlasting.
这神在告诉我们你是属于他的。
God is telling us we belong to him.
你必须要在世界上活出这个盐。
We are here to live as salt.
我们真的活出盐吗？
Do we really live just like salt?
那第二方面，耶稣说我们是世上的光。
And Jesus also tell us we are the light.
那光是一个怎么样的情况呢？
What's the effect of light?
光是我们看得见的。
Light is visible.
其实光是一种不断运行的能量。
A light is an energy.
是不断运行的能量。
It continues.
当这个能量不断运行的时候，光就出来了。
And when the energy keeps on creating and the light come out.
但是当这能量停止运作的时候，光就没有了。
But when there's no energy, there's no light.
所以我们看到这个能量来自哪里呢？
What's the source of the light?
是让我们能够继续发亮光呢？
That help us to continue being a light.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
那今天我们在这里有亮光。
Today we have light.
我们看到有亮光，一定知道有一个源头。
When we see light, we know their source.
这个亮光的源头来自哪里呢？
What is the source?
来自发电厂。
It comes from the power generator.
那经过这个电线，经过很多地方来到这里。
Through the wires, so we have the electricity.
当你开关一开的时候呢，电就通到这个灯管去了。
When we turn on the light, the light come out.
灯光就出来了。
Here's light.
是的，什么时候你把这个开关关掉
？When we turn off the switch.
光就没有了。
There's no light.
当这个能源停止运作的时候，就没有了亮光。
There's no energy. There's no light.
就是也提醒我们，光有个源头。
So light has a source.
光是一个不断运行的能量。
A light is a continuous going energy.
那谁说过它是世界光呢？
Who is the light of this world?
你们看约翰八章第十二节怎么说呢？
In Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12 it says,
约翰八章十二节，这是耶稣对人说的。耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus said, I'm the light of this world. Whoever follow me will not stumble, and they will walk and have the life.
那我们亮光的源头，基督徒亮光源头来自谁啊？
And so, what is the source of our light?
来自耶稣。
It comes from Jesus.
什么时候我们跟主耶稣的关系中断，我们就没亮光。
When we don't have a good relationship with Jesus, we don't have good light.
所以我们要在世界上做光的话，必须要连在这个源头上。
And so, if we want to be light, we need to be connected with Jesus.
那我们有可能从这个源头被切断吗？
Can we be separated from the source?
有可能吗？
Is that possible?
为什么今天很多基督徒好像看起来很黑暗？
Why some of the Christians, is they seem to live in darkness?
没有光。
There's no light.
我说的光不是这个人眼睛看的光。
I'm not talking about the light that we see.
是一种生命的光。
I'm talking about the light of life.
一种生命的见证。
And there's a witness.
那基督徒有可能失去这个亮光吗？
Can Christians lose the light?
有可能的。
It's possible.
什么原因使到我们跟主耶稣的关系中断呢？
What keeps us away from Jesus?
什么原因啊？
What's possible?
当你犯罪的时候。
When we sin.
当你离开神的时候。
When we leave God.
那基督徒可能在犯罪吗？
Can Christians sin?
你有犯过罪吗？
Have you sinned?
当你犯罪的时候怎么办呢？
When we sin, what should we do?
我们需要回到神的面前。
We need to return to God.
所以我们看到，其实在这个约翰一书里面，就提醒我们了。
So in First John, it says.
那在约翰一书一章第八节开始吧。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺的，真理不在我们里心里了。我们若认借罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So it talk about when
约翰一书第一章第八第九节。
First John chapter 1. Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us for all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out of a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
是的，我们要恢复跟这个源头的连接，唯有解决我们这个拦阻我们的这个罪。
If we want to reconnect with the source, we need to remove the stumbling block.
所以其实每一个基督徒其实让我们看见了，每时每刻你都不能够离开那个源头。
So as Christian, we know we cannot live without the source.
什么时候我们生命离开了这个生命的源头，我们就有问题了。
When we live without the source, we have problem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
其实呢，耶稣在告诉我们，我们向世界的使命是什么？
Actually, Jesus telling us what is our mission.
就是活出你应该有的生命。
Live out the life we should have.
那盐的功能。
The function of salt.
还有光的功能。
The function of light.
但是今天我们到底是一个怎么样的基督徒呢？
But today, what kind of Christians are we?
我们整天在讲宣教。
We talk about mission all the time.
我们讲很多宣教的理论。
We talk about all the theory.
宣教的策略。
We talk about strategy.
宣教的方法。
We talk about methodology.
但是我们发现必须要回到最基本的问题。
But we have to come to the basic.
假如一个基督徒没有这个内在的生命。
If a Christian lacks inner life,
他没办法在宣教上能够站出来。
He or she cannot go to be a witness.
别人也会看不见他。
Nobody will see the light.
感觉不到他。
Cannot feel it.
最后
，Finally，
我用一个简单的故事结束。
I'm going to close with a simple story.
在欧洲一个地方
，In Europe，
有条很流水痕迹的河。
There is a rapid river.
两边是这个山谷。
And it's cliffs on both sides.
那在这个河上有一条火车桥经过。
And there's a railway on a bridge across this river.
很多火车每一天经过这个火车桥。
So many trains come to and forth on this bridge.
但常常这个河水很急的时候，就下大雨的时候，那水流很急的时候，常常把这个火车桥吹歪了，冲歪了。
And sometimes, since the water in a storm, the water is so rapid, and sometimes the bridge is destroyed.
所以在火车桥的两岸都有两个守卫站。
So on both sides of the bridge, there are two stations.
24小时都有人在那边守望着。
And they put watchmen on both stations.
这两个守望的人常常要检查这个河水或者那个河的这个桥河上的桥有没有歪掉。
So they need to check all the time whether the bridge is functioning.
假如发现有这样的问题出现，他知道火车来的时候，早早要叫火车停下来。
If they notice the bridge is in danger, they will notify the train.
那有一天的傍晚下很大的雨。
One night it's raining really hard.
很急的河水把这个桥吹歪了。
And the water has destroyed the bridge.
那这时候，这个人所谓的人发现这个桥出了问题。
And the watchman noticed there's a problem with the bridge.
也知道有辆火，一列火车很快就要来了。
And he also know there's a train coming.
他就急忙回到他守卫站。
So he come back to his station.
带着他的灯一盏灯。
He bring out his light.
走到火车路上旁。
And he go to the railway.
他听到火车慢慢很远的地方来了。
He could hear the train coming.
当火车越靠近的时候，就拿起他的灯。
So he raised his light.
拼命往火车司机方面摇。
So he would wave the light.
希望火车司机看见，把火车停下来。
So he hoped that the driver would stop the train.
天色很晚了，所以必须要有灯。
It was dark, so light is important.
那火车司机好像没有看见，从他前面过去了。
So the driver didn't seem to see him, so the driver just passed by.
那火车经过他就掉到河里面去了。
So the train fell into the river.
死了很多人。
Many people die.
货物损失惨重。
And there is a great damage.
人家就把这个守望的人抓起来。
So they put this watchman on trial.
带到这个法庭上去审问。
So he appeared before a judge.
要问为什么这事情会发生。
They need to examine why this thing happened.
法官就问他问题。
So judge started asking the questions.
第一个问题，这事情发生的时候，你在不在你的岗位上？
So they asked, are you in the station when this whole incident happened?
他说我在岗位上。
He said, I was.
你知道天色晚了，火车要来了，你没有带着你的灯。
You know it's dark. Did you bring out your light?
我带着我的灯。
Yes, I brought my light.
当火车越来越靠近时，没有往火车的方向摇动你的灯。
When the train came, did you wave your light?
有，我在摇，拼命的摇我的灯。
Oh yes, I wave the light.
那个法官就说：“好，你已经尽了你的本分。”
So the judge said.You have done all you could.
无罪释放。
So, you could go without any guilt.
回到家之后。
After he returned home.
他很小声对家人说。
He whispered to his family.
法官，还好法官没有问我第四个问题。
I'm so thankful the judge did not ask me one more question.
第四个问题是什么问题啊？
What was the fourth question?
我的灯熄灭了。
He didn't ask me whether my light was on.
原来他拿的灯，那灯光已经没有了，熄灭的灯。
He brought out a lamp without any actual lighting there.
一盏熄灭的灯造成怎么样的后果？
A light without light, what kind of effect would that do?
今天，假如你来到主的面前，
Today, if we come before our Lord Jesus,
主问你第四个问题，
Our Lord Jesus asks us the fourth question.
你会怎么回答？
How are we to answer?
你自己回答吧。
Answer yourself.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为知道你在这个众人中先拣选了我们，让我们成为你主的儿女。你给我们一个很重要的使命，就是在这世界上成为世上的盐和光。但是主啊，我们很亏欠的，常常我们不能够发出盐的功能，也失去了光的功能。求主灵免，让我们在这个时代真的能够抓紧主你要我们做的工作，你托付我们的使命，成为世上的盐，也是成为世上的光。求主帮助我们，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿们。